In a world of EMS podcasters, EMS Office Hours is the only live podcast bringing you the latest topics and opinions in EMS. Turn down your scanner and turn up your speakers as we join Jim Hoffman and Josh Knapp on their latest EMS podcasting journey.
Hey, welcome to EMS Office Hours. This is Jim Hoffman. Thanks for joining me for another episode of the show. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Twitter. I'm at EMS Safe at those mediums. And also be sure to check me out on the Facebook page, facebook.com/EMS Office Hours. Today, I want to talk about two things. First, real quick, I did a podcast last week, the week before, about having a college education in EMS and all that good stuff. And I just want to kind of clarify something. I got a lot of feedback from that. People saying that, you know, one person sent me an email telling me that they have a master's degree and this degree and that degree, and they've never seen one additional red cent from it. And I am on board with that. My thing, and the thing I want to clarify is that education is a good thing, right? It's a positive thing. Whether it's a college degree, whether you self-educate yourself with, you know, podcasts or continuing education classes or whatever the case may be, education is a good thing. What I don't agree with, and the problem I think that I have and that a lot of people have when they argue the college education element of EMS, is I don't think anybody is going to say to you that education is useless, right? Or that it doesn't do anything for you. But I think that we have to just take that reality that we can't expect a monetary return necessarily from getting the education as a profession as a whole. Okay, we're not there yet. That's you know, maybe down the line that might happen, but right now that's not in the cards. It's not a reality, and I just feel like, you know, yeah, it can help you, it can do a lot of things for you as a person, but in the profession itself, you're not going to necessarily make, you know, get a college degree and make $1 million the next day. So just kind of want to clarify that little element on that. And brings me to the next topic today. Today's topic, where the article going on, New York City, FDNY, where the guy who's suing them and the crew because he was drunk and decided to take off his straps and jump out of the back of the ambulance, sustaining injuries from that. And now he's suing, blaming them for not keeping him secure. Now, looking at the comments on Facebook, the people, oh, you know, it's our job to protect these people, and we have to help them, and, you know, we have to... No! It's not. First of all, if you've been in EMS for a while, picking up intoxicated patients and getting called to those type of calls is fairly common, okay? And there are times when you have to manage those patients. I've had times I've had intoxicated patients where I've had to aggressively manage their airway that was so intoxicated, right? But where is it, this mentality, right, that we are these babysitters? Okay, that's what we end up being, adult babysitters for people that drink too much, okay? And I'm not talking about the teenager that's his first time drinking and he got too much to drink and he's acting stupid and, yeah, it's frustrating, but you know what? Yeah, you are necessarily protecting that person, helping that person. And I have no problem with even helping the older people that are intoxicated and they're looking to get detox, that old story, right? I want detox, you know, whatever. You want to go someplace where it's warm. You want to get out of your environment. All right, whatever. No problem doing that. It's when you start to be a threat to me, a threat to my partner, okay, that I have to draw the line. All right, it's not this, it's emergency medical services, not emergency drunk tank services, not emergency wrestle with you in the back of the ambulance services, not, you know, emergency get my ass kicked in the back of the ambulance because you're a big dude and I'm back there by myself and I gotta, you know, worry about getting punched in the face, right? So while it's unfortunate that this guy was drunk off his ass and decided to make a leap for it out of the back of the ambulance, right? To have the nerve to sue the crews and to sue FDNY over this, okay? To me, it's just is a testament to this person's shitty character and sense of judgment to begin with. For even getting so drunk. This wasn't a teenager, right? This is a grown-ass man. A grown man that got so intoxicated that he needed an ambulance, all right, to take him to the hospital to be babysat, all right, because he couldn't decide, okay, I think I've had too much to drink now. Let me go ahead and stop so I can go home and sleep it off. Nah, I'll keep drinking until I'm so ridiculously belligerent and stumbling that I'm a danger to myself and everybody else around me. So now, what's the answer? Well, what's always the answer? Let's call EMS because they're the catch-all. They'll get this person off the street, out of his house, whatever the case may be, right, to a hospital where, you know, then the hospital will then babysit him, taking up a bed in a hospital because this person just couldn't decide that, hey, I should stop drinking now because I'm getting hammered. I should really stop drinking. Nah, I'm going to keep going until, you know, I'm so drunk that I can't even, you know, contain myself. It's enraging to me that on one hand, okay, we're all willing to go and try to help these people because, yeah, they might be a danger to themselves. They might be a danger to others, right? But while trying to help them, we're expected to, you know, get into a fight or whatever, okay? If this guy would have kicked the shit out of those EMTs in the back of the ambulance, you know, trying to get out and them trying to restrain him from preventing him from getting out, nothing would have made the papers. There would have been one friggin' thing written about how these EMTs lost a tooth, maybe had a fractured facial thing, whatever the case may be, right? None of that would have hit the papers. But because this guy decided to jump out of the ambulance and somehow blaming EMS and blaming FDNY and the crews, it makes the news. It's in the papers, you know? But if somebody would have gotten punched in the face and got some teeth knocked out, or, you know, maybe had a facial fracture or a broken arm or whatever the case may be, right? Nothing would have been written about it. You know, business as usual. So that's my rant for today. Maybe you don't agree with me. Maybe you feel we should, you know, help these little snowflakes out and, you know, protect them from themselves. And we're here to help. Yeah, we're here to help. But we're also here to stay safe. We're here to make sure that we go home at the end of the shift, okay? That we don't get hurt, all right? And become a person that can't provide for our families, all right? Because I don't know about you, but I know many, many people in EMS that get injured on the job, right? And disability and workman's comp pays shit. All right? And it's not a way to support your family. All right? And you know what? When you're wrestling with that asshole that's decided to get out of the back of your ambulance or fighting you on the scene, right? You get hurt. No one's helping you put food on the table. Okay? Anyway, that's my rant for today. I will say that, you know, when you do get these patients, guys, that might be fighting you, or there's a potential for them to try to get out of the ambulance or get off the stretcher, right? One technique you can do, and it's pretty common, is to put the seatbelts on the stretcher reverse so that the button to undo them is facing downward, okay? And cinch them up pretty tight. And this way, by doing that, you buys you some time to have your partner pull over if it gets a little nuts, and you can at least stop the ambulance and get out, right, for your own safety, okay? It also helps you to, do things like, I've done that for patients, and they undo the top strap, and then they start messing with the middle strap, and while they're doing that, I'm redoing the top strap, because they're so drunk, they can't really control themselves sometimes, they can't figure out what's going on fast enough. So, you kind of play that game with them until your partner can pull over and you can call for assistance and things like that. This way nobody gets hurt, That seems to work, a lot of times. So give that a try if you haven't. Something to keep in mind. And guys, make sure that last strap, the leg straps, go above the knees, all right, to keep the legs in. Putting them around the calf, around the shins, all right, is not going to keep the legs in. Even buckled, most patients can slide their legs out from that anyway. So just some ways, some things you can think about when you're securing those types of patients to make it safer for you. And also, like I said, make it so that you have some time and start fiddling around with the straps and trying to unbuckle them and stuff, that your partner can pull over. You can either get out of the ambulance, call for assistance, things like that. This way you don't get hurt, and should the patient get out of the stretcher and try to jump out of the back of the ambulance, they won't get hurt necessarily either. They'll just be out running around until assistance gets there and you can restrain them properly. All right, guys, that's it for me. Again, I hope you see where I'm coming from on this. I know a little bit of a rant, and I get a little hot tempered when it comes to this. This whole mentality of having to be the world's babysitter instead of providing medical care, emergency medical care that we are trained for, all right? Because I don't know about you, but back in the day, all right, and most continuing education classes that ever I've been to don't talk a lot about how to restrain patients and what to do when you're restraining patients. You know why? Because it's a freaking liability, and nobody wants to take the blame that they taught somebody XYZ how to restrain people. Anyway, all right, that's it for me, guys. Guys, I hope you enjoyed the show. But do me a favor. Head over to iTunes, to the link on this page or a button on this page to go to iTunes. Leave me a review. Subscribe. Leave me a quick rating. All right, it really, really helps the show out. It helps me out, helps get the word out. All right, get more listens to the show, more comments, more feedback from our peers in EMS. Right, so that we can talk about and discuss things that are going on in the industry, okay, that really, really affect us, okay? Stuff that really affects us in a day-to-day EMS environment. All right, that's it for me, guys. As always, I am Jim Hoffman. This is EMS Office Hours. Stay safe.